If you look around the NBA at the young players that have come into the league and you ask people who's one of the most exciting players, they would probably tell you Damian Lillard, the point guard for the Portland Trail Blazers. He was taken with the 6th overall pick. And when he debuted on October the 31st in his NBA debut, he recorded 23 points, 11 assists, joining only Oscar Robertson and Isaiah Thomas as the only players in NBA history with at least 20 points and 10 assists in their NBA debuts. Damian, I've watched you play now quite a few games, and you make it look easy, and I know it's not, but why does it look that way when people watch you?
I think it's just because I keep the game simple. I take what the defense gives me, and I let it all come to me. I think the game really comes easy to me in my head. So when I play my game and let things happen and take what's given to me, I think it makes it look easy.
Also, you once said, I'm not surprised by it because I believe in myself, and I know that I worked hard to put myself in a position to be successful, so I'm not surprised by it at all. That's kind of a heady statement by somebody so young. What was it that gave you that type of self-confidence?
Coming into the league after I got drafted, I was my mind was all over the place about, you know, what I need to do to make sure I was ready for training camp or ready to play at this level. I really pushed myself hard in workouts, and I was so nervous about being ready and how well I needed to be in shape and everything like that. So I pushed myself as hard as I ever have. And I knew that it wasn't much more that I could probably do to prepare myself. So I think I really put myself in position to be successful.
You know, Damian, as I followed your career in high school in the San Francisco Bay Area and then at Weber State as well, I always felt that nobody gave you the credit for your talent. And therefore, you've always kind of played with a little bit of your chip on your shoulder, saying, you know, I'm going to show them. Am I correct in that observation about you?
I mean, that's right on. You know, I never complained about not being recruited. I never complained about being not ranked high in Southern California because it really didn't bother me, to be honest with you. I just always felt like my habits and my mindset toward working hard and being persistent and, you know, really challenging myself and whoever I played against, I really felt like it would get me over the top at some point. And I think that part of me is what allowed me to, you know, pass up some guys that might have been ahead of me at that time.
You know, let me take you back to Oakland for just a second. Your dad and your mom are very instrumental in your life, and particularly your father, because he was somewhat of a mentor, kind of a trainer of you and your brother. Tell me about those training sessions.
It wasn't really, I wouldn't even say, like, training on the court. It was more of his approach to everything. I never saw my dad in a situation where I felt like he was panicking or, I mean, he always came off as a confident person. He always told us that we didn't have to be scared of anybody, you know, just to believe in ourselves. And I think just a lot of stuff that he taught us was by example, by how he carried himself. How he showed how much he believed in us and how honest he was with us. I think as a player, I'm really honest with myself because of how honest my dad was. You know, he was never overly on me about anything or, you know, overly high praise. It was, you know, he was honest with me about things that I did. And I think that led to me being honest with myself about how I see things that I do. And my demeanor. I think I get a lot of my demeanor from my dad.
He also emphasized versatility, did he not?
Yeah, he did a lot. I mean, he and my brother would always want to dunk and do stuff like that and, you know, nice handles and and-one and everything. But he would always raise the basketball hoop all the way up, wouldn't lower it for us to dunk. Always told us we need to be able to shoot the ball. You know, a lot of the fundamental stuff is what he really preached to us because he knew eventually that we would be able to jump and we would gain athleticism. But it was the intangible stuff that, you know, that really mattered, and he knew that, and he put it in us early.
What was those pickup games or any time you played your brother, Houston, what were those games like for you?
Oh, it was competitive. It was, you know, he's 4 years older than me, so it was like he would beat me all the time. And kind of, I always felt like my dad was kind of cheering for me, like he wanted me to finally beat him one day. And You know, even my brother would get mad at me sometimes because I would compete and play so well and so hard against him. And then when I go to the team I was on, I wouldn't compete as hard or play as well. You know, I think that was good for me because he never took it easy on me. He would beat me no matter how mad I got about it. And, that really made me a competitive person.
What did you think the NBA was going to be like, and how has it been similar to or different than what you thought it was going to be, Damian?
I thought it was going to be a league where everybody was really good, which it is. I think I'm in a good situation, but I thought it would be maybe a little bit harder to deal with the people around the teams because, you know, everybody at this level you hear about some people being different types of people. Maybe harder to deal with, and I think, you know, that's what I'm most surprised by with, you know, how good a guy, my teammates, the staff, coaching staff, guys around the front office, I'm surprised with, you know, the type of people they are because at this level, you never know, you know, what type of people you're going to be dealing with. And I think I'm blessed to be in a situation to deal with the type of people that I'm around.
Also, do you think it's been made a little bit easier because you're in Portland, you're not in Chicago, you're not in New York, you're not in Los Angeles where the glare of the lights might be a little bit more intense, so therefore you've been able to kind of ease your way at your pace, at your style, into the NBA?
Yeah, I think that's helpful. When you play in those big cities, Chicago, L.A., New York, it's added pressure. The spotlight is really on you, and, you know, a lot is made of everything you do. If you do something wrong, then it's the end of the world. If you do something right, then you're the next great thing. And, you know, it's an emotional roller coaster when you're in big cities like that because, you know, it's so up and down. But I think being in Portland is, you know, not a big-time city, big market. And I think that fits my personality.
One of the things that I admire about your game that I've seen, and this is kind of blows me away when I watch you play in the NBA, is that the most difficult position for a young player when he comes into the league is the point guard position. Because not only do they have to control the tempo of the game, they have to understand which player of the other four, you know, have the hot hand. How long did it take you to get comfortable of being a point guard at this level?
I was comfortable on the floor really fast, but I think speaking to my teammates, being more vocal, taking charge of my position is what it took a while to get comfortable at because you got an all-star in LaMarcus, you got a really vocal shooting guard in Wes, you got a not-so-vocal guy in Nick that, you know, is a big part of our team. Then you got JJ, who's vocal and high energy, and you got to make sure you get the horse, the ball, and make sure a guy like JJ, who plays so hard, is involved and getting his touches and getting dunks. They're all good guys. So just because of the fact that I can talk to them and, you know, they're cool dudes off the court, on the court, it made everything such a smooth transition. So it was a pretty natural adjustment for me.
The other thing is that you're not intimidated. I have a quote here in front of me talking about some of the big-name point guards and people you match up against in a ball game, and you say, I'm not taking anything away from them, but when I play against them, I'm not going to back down because of their name. I want them to come on the court and show me why everybody is saying he's this and he's that. That's kind of a gutty call.
Yeah, I mean, that's the mindset you have to have. Like I said, I respect every point guard in the league, you know, just because they're in the league. And, you know, it's probably a whole nother level of respect for the Chris Pauls, the Darren Williams, the Westbrooks, you know, those guys, because they're the top point guards in the league. But at the end of the day, I'm on the other end of them, and I have to compete with them. So the most respect goes out to them, but, you know, when I'm competing against them, I can't go out there and lay down. I got to go out there and attack them and attack the game and, you know, make them show me what everybody, that all the fans they have and all the respect they have around the league and how people see them. I want them to come out and play that type of game against me.
We're heard worldwide on the American Forces Network, which means the troops over in Afghanistan and elsewhere around the world get a chance to catch the show each night, Damian. And here at the Christmas holiday season. I'm sure you'd like to send a shout-out to them.
Yeah, I do want to send a special shout-out to the troops fighting for our country, and it doesn't go unnoticed. I think a lot of times, you know, we're all safe here, and, you know, we have our daily jobs, and it's easy for people to overlook what they're doing for our country, and I think it's big time, and we really appreciate it, sacrificing yourselves for us. That's big time, you guys.
Damian, when you come back to the Bay Area in the offseason, I want you to come into the studio and let's talk a little more basketball. You're fun to watch, and you're having a great kickoff season in the NBA. Thank you, my friend. Take care, and happy holidays to you.
All right, thanks. Same to you. Same to you.
Damian Lillard with us. Watch this kid. He's going to be a good one in the NBA. Point guard for the Portland Trailblazers, taken with the 6th overall pick. We continue across the country and around the world on America's Sports Talk Show.